Blog Talk Radio.
All she wants for twerking is a motherfucking shop is free and tricking if you got it, so she twerking to the.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Deonna Perezzo. She has also been on TNA Knockouts, One Night Only, Pay-Per-View, and tune in to order this pay-per-view to see her taking on Miss Tessmacher. And let's give it up for Deonna Perezzo. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing good. Yes, you have been all over the Northeast, especially the New Jersey circuit.
Mm-hmm.
At a young age of you just recently turned 20, and you definitely is off with a good start in the wrestling business. And tell me, what got your interest in becoming a wrestler while growing up watching the product?
I have a twin brother. So I grew up like on a street with all guys, and you know, I was just very much a tomboy growing up. I love sports. I'm a big football fan, big baseball fan. So it was just something I got to bond with my brother over. And once I saw the women do it, I was hooked. You know, I think it was the first match I think I ever saw. I think I want to say it was Stone Cold and Chris Jericho, and someone was hitting someone with a chair. And I was just like, what is this? I need to know everything about it. So my brother says I became obsessed with it. But really, you know, I just was so fascinated. And once I saw the women, you know, I was like, well, I could do that. You know what I mean? So I was 9 at the time, and I told my mom I'm going to be a professional wrestler. And, you know, she laughed, but she said if you're 18 and you still want to do it and you can afford to pay for wrestling school, then go for it. So December of 2012, I had just graduated high school that summer, and I found a wrestling school that was like 20 minutes from my house, and I could afford it. So I went one Thursday to the practice that they had, and I signed up, and here I am now.
Yeah. What are your interests and what got you to go to the D2W Pro Wrestling Academy?
So I drove past the building that we do our monthly show before I had signed up, and I saw, you know, a big Pro Wrestling Live sign. So I was like, oh, cool, like maybe I'll check out the show. So I did some research on it, and I found out that they had an academy. And I did, you know, a research on the head trainer, Damian Adams, Jersey Devil, and Robbie E. helps out a lot at the school, too. So I did research on all of them. I had seen Rob on TV, so I was just really interested in what it had to offer and what I could learn. And all three of those guys have helped me tremendously in this business. So for anyone starting out, I truly believe that Damian Adams is the person you have to go to learn this business.
And you also was trained by Rip Rogers also?
Yeah, Damian was in OVW for 3 years. He was there when they were a part of WWE's developmental. So he was there 2005 to about the end of 2008. So he was trained by Rip in those 3 years. And I've been lucky enough to, we brought Rip up to do a seminar. He was at one of our shows. So he got to see us wrestle live. And then the next morning we did like a 5.5-hour seminar with him. And then we did the next day a seminar with him at NYWC with Mike Mondo. So I've kind of been indirectly trained by him, but everything Damian and Mike Mondo do, they're clones of Rip Rogers. So he's just really great and blunt and honest, and you're going to get better with him no matter what, whether you like it or not.
Yes, that's, he was definitely a legend also. Yes. You also had success as a manager also. What are your memories of managing Steven Sterling and Jared Greta?
Oh, I love the both of them. They've I trained with Steve Sterling quite a bit at T2W, and Jarrett is trained by Damian as well when Damian was the head trainer at IWF. So they're both great people who work. They've been in this business a long time, so they are very much the entertainment aspect, and they've taught me a lot about just going out and having fun and feeding off a crowd and don't have a set plan as to what you're going to talk about. So managing them is just, I always have so much fun. They're two great guys inside and outside of the wrestling world. I've also been really lucky to manage Robbie E whenever he's around in Jersey. Definitely a highlight for me was I met Tito Santana almost a year ago, last March, at an ECPW show where I managed Rob, and I got to get in the ring and do a little bit with Tito, and he's just great too. It's great to be able to call, you know, those legends your friends. So that was a lot of fun.
Yes, definitely a great experience for you breaking into business. And what is your memories of Jersey Devil?
Oh, he, I love him. He's so intimidating, but once you get to know him, he's such a sweet person who will do anything for anyone, you know. To train with him, he's tough. And, you know, you might not like it, but, you know, he wants the best for you. And just memories of training with him, I started with him in my first day. He said, I'm going to teach you how to take a bump. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, your first day of wrestling training, you don't really have any expectations. So I just went in and I was up to do whatever. I've been an athlete my whole life. So I was like, I can handle anything they throw at me. But those bumps, man, they killed me. So I want to say I did probably like 100 just my first day. And he came up to me at the end and he's like, you did them great. We have training on Saturday morning if you want to come. So I was like, yeah, I'll definitely be there. Don't worry about it. And then Saturday morning came, and I couldn't get out of bed. So he called me. He's like, where are you? And I was like, oh, my God, I can't move, you know. So that's the kind of person he is. He's just he'll work you to the bone, but it's definitely for your benefit.
Right. Definitely. It's not easy, but you got to work harder.
Yeah.
What are your memories of former WWE Romeo Roselli?
Oh, he's great too. I don't even want to say I was booked for that show. at Victory Pro Wrestling in Long Island, but Damien was. I think that was the case. And we talked to the promoter, who Damien actually has known for a while, and they just said, all right, you can manage him. So that was my first time meeting Romeo, and we just have so much fun. And it's funny because at those shows, the people chant, like, that's your sister. And he's another one that, you know, just has taught me a lot about reacting to the people. And you can do so little in the ring if you bring so much character into it. So the matches, we did so little, the few matches that we had, but the crowd reacted big. So that's one of the big things he's taught me. And he's so funny, and he's so down to earth. And he's been a big help as well in just getting comfortable in this and learning how to entertain, not just wrestle.
What are your memories of Victory Pro Wrestling working there?
Oh, I love it. I haven't been back in a few months because we've had some conflicting shows and stuff, but I would go back anytime they called me. It's fun. It's a cool dynamic because Romy and I are both, you know, 100% Italian, and like I said, the crowd chants, like, that's your sister, and it's obviously we're not siblings, but it's funny because we do look so much alike that him and I laugh about it. But they have such nice crowds and such big crowds, and their locker room is full of great guys. I've become really good friends with the Down Boys, Tony and Steve. They actually come to train with us at D2W now. So that it's just a great promotion all around, I think.
And what are your memories of working with Ashley Riel?
Oh, she's so funny. She, I wrestled her in her first match down at OTW in Williamstown, New Jersey. She was trained there by Brian Johnson and Jim Milinek, I think that's how you say his last name. He owns the company down there. So I was her first match ever. We did a tag match. It was me and Damien versus her and Knuckles, one of the other wrestlers down there at OTW. And she's down for whatever in the ring. She's willing to listen to me and just trust in my training and my ability. She drove far for those VPW shows, so I give her a lot of credit. But, yeah, she's just very fun, and I look forward to wrestling her anywhere we are. We've had some really good matches.
And what are your memories of Tommy Dreamer?
Oh, my God. So I met him the first time when I did the Knockouts Knockdown pay-per-view. Back in May, he was backstage, so I had met him there, and then I had saw him again, I want to say, was it September that show at Rage was, whatever it was, the last few months ago, I had saw him again, and again, I was managing Rob at Rage Pro Wrestling in Hanover, Pennsylvania, and Tommy was there, and they wrestled, and Tommy comes up to me and goes, so we're going to do a little spot, whatever, and whatever it was, you know, this little dancing thing. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, I'll be there for all the spots. Don't worry. You don't have to worry about that. And he's like, okay, at the end, you're going to come in, and then I'm going to give you a pile driver. And I was like, are you sure? You know, I was just nervous. I had never done that before. And not that I didn't trust him, but it was like, I don't do all the, you know, my wrestling style is so simple and so technical. I don't do any of those crazy moves, and I turn down anytime someone throws those ideas at. I'm like, oh, well, you know, maybe we can do something else. There's no need for that. So when he said it, I was like, okay, like, you know, kind of like grit my teeth. But in the end, I think, you know, we got a big pop for it, and, you know, I think it was what was best for the show. And he was just great to work with. Of course, he protected me, and you know, and then in the back, he just gave me a few tips. But he's definitely, anytime I see him, I look forward to just hearing his stories and just being able to listen because he's been around. He's been doing this forever. So I just like to just listen to him talk, really.
And what are your memories of working at Top Rope Promotions?
That was my first, like, big trip in wrestling, besides going to Florida for the pay-per-view, but that was, like, my first, like, road trip kind of thing. And I wrestled Nikki Valentine, who I had never met before. We didn't know who each other were. And, it was really cool. You know, everyone was really relaxed backstage, and it was a cool little setup. They had, it was like, I guess it's like a an American Legion Hall kind of thing up there, but it was, you know, packed. And Steve Riccardi, he's great. He brought us back up for a fair with Tito, so we got to ride Damien and I and another trainee, Eddie McQueen. We all got to ride up with Tito and just, again, listen to him and pick his brain. So, yeah, I would love to go back up whenever they ask me, if need be.
And what are your memories of working with Nikki Valentine?
So, like I said, that was the first time I had ever met her. And,
right.
Again, you know, I think everyone does this. You know, whenever I have to wrestle someone I've never met before or someone who I've never seen them work before, you know, we're lucky we have YouTube to just be able to see what the people do. And not that you want to plan a match ahead of time, just get an idea and a feel for what that person's style is like and, you know, what you can do with them. So I did that. I researched her. I think she's a great worker. She's been doing it for such a long time. So when I got there, it was just kind of, we bounced some ideas off of each other, and it was a matter of just putting it all together, you know. So I had a lot of fun, especially my first time, and then I did work her the second time when we rode up with Tito. I worked her that night at that fair, too. So it was fun. We got to switch roles a little bit because they had known her from there, and we just got to work a little bit different that time. So, you know, she's up for anything, and you know, it was a really good experience to be able to work with someone who I've never met before, because a lot of the women that I work more frequently, you get used to and you try to do different things. So it was really, I think, you know, a test of my ability and of hers, too, to be able to put a match together with someone you don't know in so little time.
What are your memories of Debbie Kane?
I'm trying to think when I met her. Oh, I met her back in June when Rip Rogers was here for the seminar at NYWC. She was training there with Mondo, and it was funny because her ring name at the time was like Leona something, and so when we met, she thought we had the same name, and it, you know, so we kind of hit it off. We talked a lot about what it was like to train with Mondo and Damien and how they're like, you know, the same people in their training styles. So we were actually short a girl. We couldn't find someone, and she was kind of like the last-minute replacement, but she's great, too. She just gives me the reins to do whatever and just call whatever in the ring, and she works a lot, and she works really hard in all of her matches. So I'm really happy that I've been able to bring her to most of the shows that I do and be able to work different stories with her, whether, you know, I'm face and she's heel or vice versa. We've been able to do a lot. And like I said, you know, when you wrestle someone so frequently, it gets kind of hard and kind of stale in terms of what you can do and how you can change things up. So she's been really good at just kind of like handing it over to me. And whenever I'm ready to put it together with her, she throws in her ideas and we incorporate them, but really just gives me complete control. So I thank her so much for that.
And what's your memories of Jersey Championship Wrestling?
So I only worked for JCW once, but it was really cool because they had brought in Sue Young, who was in FCW when WWE was their developmental. So it was really cool to be able to work with someone who had been, you know, there before and had trained with such legendary trainers and world-renowned trainers. So I was really happy that I got that experience. And then, of course, it's just JCW. So they're known for the days where they brought in Daniel Bryan and CM Punk and, you know, their J Cup and things. So just the atmosphere, again, was it was cool to be in that kind of locker room with those guys who, made such such an impact on the indie scene in the early 2000s. So it was cool to be a part of that. And then again, you know, I had some friends backstage. The Down Boys work there. And Steve Sterling and Jarrett Foster, they work there too. So it was fun to see some familiar faces. Because whenever you go into a new promotion and you don't know anyone, it's a little intimidating. So I'm lucky enough where wherever I've gone and wherever I've worked. And of course, Damien and I travel together everywhere. So he knows everyone. So I've been able to know someone or feel a little bit more comfortable. So that, to be in JCW, it was just really cool for me, knowing the history that they have.
Also, what are your memories of working with Brooke Tessmacher on TNA Knockouts pay-per-view?
That was, it was, the way that came about was so crazy. Christy Hemme called me Thursday afternoon, and we worked out all the details about my flight and getting down there and when I would be down there. So that was Thursday afternoon, and then Damien and I caught a flight from JFK, like, Friday morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, and then we were down there that afternoon. So it was really last minute and really random, but the whole experience of being part of Knockouts Knockdown is just, it was incredible. And it's launched so much for me just in such a short amount of time. But Brooke, I was lucky enough to have met prior. Like I said, Rob helps train at the school, and I had done a seminar with Pat Kenny, who is a part of TNA Creative, back in January before the taping of the pay-per-view. So he saw me, and it kind of gave me that advantage when they needed that the last-minute woman to come down. Lucky enough, you know, everyone threw out my name because they had seen me work at the seminar. And so I was lucky enough to work Brooke because I had met her before. But she's just great. She was great to – she was very gracious and very willing to work with me. She taught me a lot about how to work the camera angles and, you know, just play to the crowd again, because as much as you're not playing to the crowd there, you know, you still have to get them involved and stuff. So, I mean, of course, anyone that gets that spotlight as their first big thing was still nervous, but she really took the time to just make me feel comfortable and coach me through what we had to do. So to work with her and all of the women that were on the pay-per-view, the Knockouts, and people like Mia Yim or Jessica Havoc, they were just, you know, really good minds to be able to work with and just pick their brain, because they've been doing this for so long. So I'm just really fortunate that I was, you know, in the right place at the right time, I guess, and had done all the previous steps to be able to get there.
Has you had the opportunity to run into Dixie Carter?
When I was there, I want to say she wasn't at the pay-per-view. So I didn't get to meet her. But I'm trying to think. I know Rockstar Spud was there. I know Bully Ray was there. But I don't think that she was there, no.
Yeah, I guess she had too much of a busy schedule. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they did a lot of tapings that weekend, so she might have been there earlier, but, you know, when I was there Friday afternoon and then Saturday for the taping, I don't believe that she was there. And if she was, she was just in her locker room, but I didn't get to see her.
Right. It's definitely... you were seen by actually millions of viewers. That definitely every time they would show a preview on Impact Wrestling. of it also, to have more pay-per-view buy rates definitely than any of their one-night only pay-per-views. The knockouts were always the number one and buy rates for one-night only for the second year in a row.
Yeah, I mean, I think the knockouts always draw. I think the wrestling, the women's wrestling product hasn't been as great as it has in the past, and I think the knockouts do a really good job of bringing back what women's wrestling really is. So the knockouts, I mean, even for regular Impact on Wednesday nights, you know, they draw. So to be so new in this business and so young, but to have that opportunity to be on such a high caliber pay-per-view with women that draw so much on TV and are such icons to so many people, it was really just, you know, to me at the time, it was mind-blowing, because then I was only a little over a year in the business. So just, again, to get that opportunity is so rare and so unique, but I'm so grateful and so fortunate for that.
And do you have any future women talent do you want to work with down the line?
Yeah, I would love, you know, like I said earlier, someone like Mia Yim, Jessica Havoc, you know, any of the knockouts that I, you know, besides Brooke that I haven't gotten to face, anyone on that pay-per-view, I think I would love to be able to get in the ring with. I would love, love, love to be able to get in the ring with someone like Serena Deeb. She is just incredible. She was trained by Rip Rogers, and I just love everything about her. I love her work. So she's someone that I would really love to be able to test my abilities out on and see where I stand with someone of such high caliber. I grew up watching Trish Stratus and Lita and Victoria. So if ever the opportunity, not necessarily to get in the ring, but to just be able to work with them because they were my inspiration to do what I'm doing, that would be a tremendous honor. But I think definitely a dream match for me would be Serena Deeb.
Yes, definitely. She's definitely a good worker. That she's been all over the big promotions like Shimmer, WWE, and Ring of Honor, and definitely she definitely made it to TNA Knockouts pay-per-view from last year.
Yeah, she was on there last year. Yeah, but she's done it all, you know. So, and again, she was trained by Rip. I want to say, I'm not positive, so don't take my word on it, but she might have been there when Damien was in OVW. And a lot of people do say just that, you know, our styles kind of remind, like my style reminds people of her. So just to be able to get in the ring with someone who's trained so phenomenally and someone who's been all over the world and done everything there is to do, it would be an honor for me.
Yes, definitely. Do you have time during your schedule to watch the product of WWE or maybe other promotions like Ring of Honor or Shimmer?
I've seen a little bit of Shimmer. Not a lot, but a little bit, and a little bit of ROH, too, but I maybe don't watch WWE as much as I should, but I do read, and I do YouTube it a lot. I don't necessarily catch it live when it airs on TV, but I do like to keep up and just know what's going on, especially because I was an extra. I was a Rosebud with Adam Rose, and I got a tryout before SmackDown a few weeks ago. So definitely in those situations, you want to know what's going on. So I tried to watch a little bit more than I do get to during the week. You know, Mondays I'm in school when Raw is on, so it's kind of hard. So, but I do try to keep up. I like what's going on, especially with the women. I think that they've been given a lot more opportunities and a lot more time, and I'm really looking forward to keep watching and to keeping up with it to see how much more trust can be put in women's wrestling.
Yes, definitely. And do you also have any upcoming shows or anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, I have a show coming up on Sunday. It's a D2W show, but we're doing it in conjunction with Autism Speaks. It's a fundraiser for one of our referees whose nephew has autism. So all the proceeds go to that. It's being held at the Wharton, New Jersey American Legion in 99 North Main Street, Wharton, New Jersey. I'm honored to be a part of that, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the turnout. And then I'm at WXW C4 with the Wild Samoans in Allentown, Pennsylvania, December 6th. And the Friday before, on December 5th, we have our monthly D2W show at the same Wharton American Legion. And, yeah, December is going to be pretty packed with a bunch of shows. And then the new year, I'll have all my updates. Anyone, for anything I haven't mentioned, can find me on Twitter, at Deonna Perrazzo, and then Facebook, Deonna Perrazzo, for more updates and stuff on training and everything else that I'm doing.
Definitely. And do you also have a model background career or any other like any other pageants or anything?
When I was younger, I wanted to be a model before I wanted to be a wrestler. So I did a little bit of modeling stuff here and there, but nothing major. I've never been like a published model or anything like that. But I also, this past October, was a participant in the Miss New Jersey 2015 pageant, who the Miss New Jersey 2015 is Vanessa Oriolo. So that was a really cool experience for me, just to be a part of it and to do something a little bit more out of my comfort zone. Like I said, growing up I was a tomboy. I was a cheerleader and a gymnast, and I played softball and I ran track. And I was very much sports-orientated my whole life. So to be able to do something a little bit more feminine definitely took me out of my little box that I'm in. And it was a really cool experience. I've met a lot of really cool girls who do pageants all the time and do modeling and stuff. So I've made a few contacts through that. So hopefully, you know, in the new year, I'll be able to break into some more modeling and pageantry or something. But I would definitely love to have more opportunities in that field.
Yes. You're definitely a beautiful, talented worker also.
Thank you.
And you was definitely you definitely did a good job on your mannerisms during the one night only.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you was definitely playing the shy, like innocent, innocent
yeah,
baby
yeah.
face.
I mean, it's funny, you know, on the phone you can't really tell, but that's really who I am. I'm just, especially when, you know, you're in such a big locker room, like the TNA locker room, with people who, a lot of the people in that locker room maybe want to become a wrestler that I watched growing up on TV. So, and you want to be respectful. You know, that wrestling etiquette where it's just, hi, how are you? My name's Fiona. You know, and don't get into conversation with the people unless, you know what I mean, they ask. Or so I'm really, in real life, I am really that shy. And definitely being on the pay-per-view, I've gotten to break out of that a little bit. So it wasn't as much an act as some people might think. But it was hard to just make sure that there were times in the beginning, the first segment, where we're all introducing ourselves. Ethan Carter asked me, do you want Spud to tickle you? And really on the inside, I wanted to crack up, but I had to be like, oh, no. You know what I mean? So it was definitely hard, no matter how shy I am, to keep that as a role that I'm playing instead of myself. But, yeah, I watched it, and I think knowing myself and knowing my own mannerisms, I think I did it well playing that role.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely how and definitely Spud Ashley was real good in the segment also.
Oh yeah, he did a great job with all the girls, but with the whole Marty Belt, you know, relationship thing and how they broke up at the end of the pay-per-view. It was really fun. Everyone had a lot of fun with it. And to see it come together, I was really proud to be a part of that pay-per-view.
Yes. Yeah, we're definitely about to run out of time. Would you like to add anything else for our fans out there when they listen to this on archives or anywhere?
Like I said before, just for any future updates or you know, if anyone wants to chat or anything like that, they can definitely hit me up on Twitter. Again, my hashtag. My handle is _ Deonna Perrazzo. And the same thing, I'm always on Facebook updating. I put videos on my YouTube channel of training and of recent matches and stuff. So I just encourage everyone to give me a follow or give me a shout-out and keep up with what I'm doing because I have a lot going on and a lot in the works that I definitely want to share with everyone.
Yes, it's just been an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor Radio. You can come back anytime to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Deonna Perrazzo. And we're about to run out of time here. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. If you want to look at our archives, it's on Wrestling X Factor group page on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. At Wrestling X Factor Radio. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.